No one wants Grandma to find a worm when she opens a can of cherries to make a holiday pie. According to regulations, inspectors have to make sure cherries coming to market are worm-free. That puts big pressure on growers when they bring fruit out of the orchard.
And there's a zero tolerance for worms, and if they find one worm, they can reject not just that load, they can reject your whole crop for that season.
Francis Otto oversees pesticide spraying for one of the largest cherry orchards along the west side of Michigan. For decades, those who grow cherries and apples have relied mostly on one chemical to keep their fruit worm-free. Some call it the hammer. It knocks down every insect in the orchard for several days, then it degrades quickly under sunlight and rain. It's called azinphosmethyl, or AZM. A generation ago, workers were directly exposed when they mixed the chemical, but things have improved since then. Francis Otto fingers a safer, pre-measured packet of AZM.
It's called a water-soluble packet inside of an overwrap, so I can pick this bag up of azinphosphate, and this plastic bag that it's actually in dissolves in the water, and so workers are not exposed to the actual materials.
That kind of protection is not enough to satisfy groups that sued the EPA on behalf of farm workers and their families. Shelley Davis is an attorney with Farm Worker Justice. She thinks AZM is just too toxic to use at all, and it ought to be phased out right away.
It's so toxic that if you make the slightest error, people are going to get hurt. From moderate symptoms of nausea, vomiting, weakness, to convulsions or death.
There's no record of anyone dying from AZM, and incidents of serious poisoning are fairly rare. But Shelley Davis is mainly worried about effects from low-level exposure to workers over a long time. Studies show workers bring pesticides home on their shoes and clothing. It's in the dust in their houses where children play. In Oregon, migrant workers exposed to AZM showed slower reaction times on tests of how quickly their brains respond than those who don't work in the orchards.
This is a ticking time bomb, because when children get exposed, it gets to the effect that it can affect their intellectual functioning over time.
But health researchers are careful to point out there's no direct link established between AZM exposure and learning deficits. As a precaution, they recommend reducing children's exposure as much as possible. EPA is cutting in half the amount of AZM that can be sprayed over the next 6 years until it's phased out. And workers will have to wait 14 days to re-enter a sprayed orchard instead of 48 hours. Mark Whalen runs the Pesticide Alternative Lab at Michigan State University. He's experimenting with less toxic materials. He says they have to be sprayed more often and much closer to harvest time than AZM to be effective. Whalen has spent 25 years developing ways for growers to keep insects in check other than using chemicals.
And now we're going to have to start over again with these new reduced compounds, because they have a whole different set of impacts that we've got to learn all over again.
Whalen says the EPA doesn't have good data on what the long-term health effects might be from exposure to the alternative pesticides. But Shelley Davis, with Farm Worker Justice, says she'd prefer the unknown effects from much less toxic materials to the sure danger of AZM. Either way, Francis Otto at Cherry Bay Orchards says something's got to give. The alternative pesticides he's tried are way more expensive but not as effective as AZM, yet he's still expected to deliver apples and cherries to the buying public free of insect damage for the same price. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.